She was so cute. She was petite and small. I liked that about her. She has an amazing ass that I could just stare at it for days. She looked at me with a smile, and she would gently caress my arm sometimes when we talked at work. For the first time in my life, I looked at a woman and I wanted to fuck her. I wanted to do nothing more than bury my face in that pretty pussy and just eat it up until she can't stop coming. But I knew it was only a dream, a forbidden dream that I thought about when I touched myself at night. She invited me to a party she was throwing. Good old-fashioned house party filled with her friends from work and lots of PJ. I anxiously accepted her invitation, but I'm not gonna lie, I was nervous because this was the first time that I would be spending time with her outside of work. I was looking forward to it because I wanted to know her in every way. I could hear the music as I turned onto the street. The bass was thumping and the driveway was filled with cars already. I walked in and it was packed. I waved and smiled and said hello awkwardly. But there she was, in a tiny tube top and black leggings that just hugged her so well. She had an amazing ass. She was bent over filling up her cup with ice when she stood up, turned around to say hi, and I stopped dead in my tracks. I was just so enamored by her effortless beauty. Her hair was wavy and down, and her eyes wide and bright. She smiled. Oh, fuck. Oh, what that smile does to me. I could feel myself wet already. I needed to slow down, though, because there was no reason to get this excited over something that would probably never happen. We laughed and we drank and we played cards for hours. People started leaving around 12, but I offered to stay to try to help her. She was giggly, and that's how she always was, a sexy, bubbly personality. Oh, God, she was so seductive. Everyone had finally left. I stayed to help clean. I mean, I did feel bad that we all trashed the place. There were beer bottles strung everywhere and just empty red Solo cups. She turned on Partition by Beyoncé, and she started dancing. This was her first mistake. I just stood there, leaning against the counter, staring at her. She twirled around the room, shaking that ass. Ugh. She bounced from corner to corner, trying to pick up trash. But she turned quickly and caught me staring. And fuck, I just about yelled inside as she saw me. I quickly turned away and awkwardly tried to find an empty cup to throw away. But she just smiled and she started walking towards me. But she walked towards me the way a cougar wants to pounce on a gazelle. I enjoyed seeing her walk towards me with this glare because I knew that she wanted me. And God, I fucking wanted her so bad. The things I would do to her. She stood there with her little self and those big blue eyes just staring at me. She leaned her body against me and I could feel her breasts. They were tender but firm. She whimpered in my ear, "I want you now." And I could just feel the heat of her breath against my neck. I grabbed her by the hips and I pushed her up against that fucking wall. I kissed her passionately and forcefully, her body responding by just melting in my arms. I could feel her knees weaken, and fuck, I just wanted this for so long. I wanted to be with her for so long. I needed this, and now she is fucking mine. I grabbed her hand, my face, and I was kissing her, her tongue just like fucking, just like fire in my mouth. I could feel her hands running up and down my spine, grabbing my ass, pulling me closer. I took her to the bedroom and we started there for a moment, just almost staring at each other in complete disbelief that this was finally happening. But then suddenly the passion was just ignited in full force. The flames grew stronger as we claimed one another. I laid her down on the bed, biting her neck, kissing her lips. Fuck, it makes me wet now just thinking about it, remembering it. I cupped her breasts, squeezing them. Oh, fucking nipples were so hard. She leaned in and she wanted to suck on them. Oh, my God. I kissed her tenderly and nibbled on those nipples. And she started moaning, and I was so wet. I wanted that pussy in my mouth now. I slid down her stomach in awe of just how beautiful she was lying in there. Soft, warm. Oh, and that perfect little pussy. I took one finger and gently stroked her, and she arched her back, leaning into me. God, she wanted me so bad. Fuck, I have never wanted anyone like this before. I felt her clit. Oh my God, it felt so good. I took my face and buried it deep in her pussy. I let my hands toy with her nipples as she moaned in ecstasy. She was going to come soon already, I could tell. I sucked her clit and slid my middle finger in. Fucking heaven. She was wet and tight and warm. She moaned as I glided it in and out of her pussy. I slid another finger in and thrust it harder, and she just let out a little scream, and I could feel her coming on me, her pussy pulsing. I quickly drew my lips downward because I wanted to taste those sweet juices. And boy, she tasted so sweet. Fuck, I was wet. I just needed her inside me. I needed her licking my cunt till I screamed. She looked down at me with lips wet, covered in sweet fluids. She leaned down and kissed me. She wanted to taste herself on my lips. She wanted to feel that tongue that made her come so fucking hard. We swapped places, and she wanted me to lie down with my ass in the air. She wanted to lick every inch of me. She touched me with just one finger on my clit, and I couldn't help but let out a guttural groan. I wanted her so fucking bad. I wanted to come all over her mouth. Fuck, I need to come now just thinking about it. She makes me so wet even now, years later. No one forgets their first time, especially this time. She licked my pussy until I was so sore. I came so much my clit was almost too sensitive for her anymore. She fucked me with her fingers over and over and over again. I could hear how wet I was as her hand moved in and out of me. I wanted her pussy just rubbing up against mine. She climbed on top of me, grinding her soft spaces between mine, our clits tender from coming from so much. We kissed, we licked, and sucked each other's breasts. We moaned, oh my God. Oh, her moan. We wanted to come again even though we were exhausted. We wanted to feel each other's juices again, our cunts just one more time. And we came. At the exact same time. I remember us screaming. Not in pain. In just complete fucking pleasure. Because we were finally satisfied.